Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Johnson from Bethel AG Church. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We are so glad we could connect with you through this podcast. Please ensure you subscribe to receive new messages every week. We pray this podcast builds your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and motivates you to live a life of excellence for the glory of our Lord. Thank you for your support. Enjoy the message.
But the fact is, no matter how holy you are, you're going to experience pain in life. I'm sorry, I'm not cursing anybody. I'm just saying that pain is a part of life. If you are very righteous and very holy, do you think in summer you won't feel hot? You are very righteous, very holy. If you taste salt water, will it be sweet? No matter how righteous and holy we are, some pain, some suffering is simply because our ambience, our environment is sinful. Our environment is a broken down system. No matter how righteous we are, we still are going to suffer some amount because the system that we are a part of, the ecosystem, so to speak, is such, and therefore we get affected by it. That's not because of our sin. Now, how do we face this pain is a very important thing. Pain is for sure, but pain is actually a physical sensation, sometimes an emotional sensation, of an event affecting our body or our mind. That's really what pain is. But the suffering because of the pain is different from the pain. Pain is that touch, that hurt, either physical or emotional or mental, on the body or on the mind, right? That's a pain. It happened. The doctor gave you an injection. It hurt. You went to a party or a family program. That uncle spoke nasty. It hurt. That's pain. But suffering is how you process it. Suffering depends on how you process the pain. Some people process it. Suffering happened in one evening, but they will process, sorry, pain happened in one evening, but suffering, they will take it for a few months, for a few years. They'll keep repeating that pain in their mind and suffer about it again and again. In other words, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. How long you want to process that suffering is really your choice. That injection doctor gave is a pain that you will get over it in some time. But after 3 days, when you get to know that injection was a wrong medication, suffering will start in the mind, right? It goes on and on, and it keeps hurting your mind that, I mean, how could that happen? So there is a difference between pain and suffering. In the Holy Bible, the Bible translators who translated the Bible from Greek, Hebrew languages into English or other vernaculars have not necessarily used the accurate words in modern language. Another reason for that is because modern language keeps changing. The words keep changing in its meaning. That's why dictionaries have to be re-edited. If you take an 18th century English dictionary, you can't understand half of it. Nobody uses Shakespeare's language today except in examinations to get a degree. In real life, you know, thou therefore will give you some bad words in return. So we have to understand the Bible concept of pain and suffering. But that need not be a curse. Out of every 4 lakh babies born on the earth, out of every 400,000 infants that are born on the earth, one has a condition which is called dysentomania. I mean, you can imagine how bad that is. Now, that disease basically causes you to never feel pain. And just because of that condition where you can't feel pain, in a few years, all of these children, they die. They don't grow older. Very rarely they can grow older. Because feeling pain is a blessing of nature. If you can't feel pain, it's called a sickness. Because pain is a reflex of the body that helps you to understand something is wrong. But pain can cause suffering when it is uncontrolled and persists. Again, like I said, pain is inevitable. It will happen. But suffering is an option. And sometimes both pain and suffering gets intertwined. Pain is the cause, but suffering is usually how we respond to that cause. Pain is the cause. Pain is the hurt. But suffering is basically what lens are we looking at from? How do we perceive it? How do we respond to it is really what makes our pain a long-term suffering or lesser. Now think about this. Our human body, whatever be its weight, the way God created us, you know, somewhere between an average adult, somewhere between 60 kilos to 120, 130 kilos is healthy, depending on your height and body structure. But of your total weight, you know, the brain that controls everything takes only 2% of the total weight. Of the total body mass, the brain is less than 2% of the total body weight. But do you know how much energy it consumes? Of the whole 100% energy required for the body, 20% is taken by this 2% weight. 20% of the human body's energy, which is created, is taken away by the brain for its own activity. And that is when the body and the mind is at rest. When the mind becomes stressful and the body becomes stressed out, the brain takes more energy. That's why some people who are overstressed and go through depressions and different kinds of manias or different kinds of mental struggles often lose weight. Now, that's not a healthy way to lose weight, but often lose weight because the energy that the body is producing, because the brain is overworking, it takes away most of the energy for its own function. Now, the Bible does say we got to be wise in the way we handle our pain. This month, we are talking about facing our challenges. And today, we are learning about facing our pain. Jesus faced the pain. Don't run away from your pain. Don't look for pain, please. Don't solicit pain. But when you face pain, don't run away from it. Some people self-medicate themselves to escape pain. They use alcohol, drugs, vices, perversions of sexuality. They use different methods to medicate their pain. That's wrong. Face your pain with Christ our Lord, and you will succeed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Young people, pain is a part of life. Pastor, I don't feel any pain. Maybe because in this season, you're giving others pain. But pain is a part of human life. Hallelujah. Pastor, when she was my girlfriend, she was a pleasure. I married her and it's become a pain. Well, there are seasons in life. There are seasons in life. Sometimes pleasures turn into pain. But how do we face the pain? Does the Bible have a prescription for it? Yes. Hitler went through pain. He handled it wrong and he became one of the most popular murderers in human society. If you handle pain in a wrong way, you will come out as a wrong material. But if you handle pain in a right way, Jesus went through pain and he came out as the Savior. How you handle your pain is really what will determine your destiny. Am I helping anybody? Is your silence because I have become a pain? Okay. Let's read Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5. Not only so, but we also glory in our, again, that word suffering there actually is the translation of the word affliction. Affliction again means pain. Not only so, but we also glory in our pain because we know that our pain produces perseverance. And perseverance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Hey, I love this. The word suffering there, its better translation is the word affliction or pain. We are not ashamed. Apostle Paul is saying, we glory in our pain. Man, that's another level of faith. We glory, we rejoice in our pain. When we go through pain, we're not ashamed. We don't feel, oh, I'm the only one going through. No, we don't take negative attitude. When we go through pain, we put on a smile by faith. Because we know God is in control. When we go through pain, we're not ashamed of our sufferings. And we develop the attitude of perseverance. What is perseverance? The attitude, I won't give up. Pastor, I hate my course. I don't know why I picked up this course. It's a pain in my life. Go through it, baby. Develop that attitude, I'm not changing my course. Your absence of amens means the message is clear. I don't know what to do, Pastor. I want to give up. No, don't give up. In the pain, develop perseverance. Pastor, I don't have strength. His grace is there with you. You are going to develop perseverance. We go through pain. We go through pain. Everybody goes through pain. My wife was just telling me a few minutes ago, she said, you know, when people look at our life, they feel we have no pain. I said, yes, the world misunderstands everybody. Everyone got our own pain in life. You may be going through a unique pain which others are not going through. Now, that's a different story. Maybe you going through a pain is different and others go through pain at a different season. Seasons might be different. But in the pain, we must develop, I won't give it, I won't give up, I'll not walk away attitude. I won't give up. God is with me. In this pain, one thing I'll develop is, I'll keep moving forward. I won't give up. Why? God is with me. He is by my side. He is leading me. The Lord is my shepherd. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, He is with me. I'm not going to give up. That attitude. Wow. So develop perseverance. And when you develop perseverance, that produces the word character. 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 21 karat gold, 24 karat. Is 24 is there? 24 karat gold, 18 karat gold. All are gold. But their value changes based on their character of what karat it is. All are believers. But the more you develop perseverance, you are a better character believer. Hallelujah. Pastor, he is also a believer. Can I marry him? Check karat quality. Because that's important. Persistence. Persistence develops character. What is character? To be filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit even during the worst of situations. Hallelujah. I am a good man. Only thing, my temper is a problem. Correct. You have a problem with your character. Develop your perseverance through the pain. When they hurt you, your character should be, I'll do the right thing. Joyfully. It's not enough to do the right thing grumbling. It's not enough to do the right thing irritated. Do the right thing with the character of Christ. Wow. Then the Bible says character produces hope. When you have a joyful character, you have hope. God will take care of this. We are not having Bollywood anointing. We have Holy Spirit anointing. What's the difference? Bollywood will smile when the camera is on because they get a paycheck. That's Bollywood smile, cocktail smile. Because their profession, they have to smile. When they see camera, they smile. We don't smile from the face. We smile from the heart. It's a smile of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joy of the Holy Spirit. Joy of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible is saying here. You develop a character and that character gives you hope, a sense of faith, a sense of hope that the Lord will change things in the right way. Whatever the result may be, God is there with me. He'll take care of it. Hallelujah. Hope. Hope. The Bible is saying there, hope without shame because of God's love. See, our hope should not be in the process. Our hope should not be in the circumstance. Our hope should be in the love of God Almighty. God loves me and cares enough for me that He will take me through. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I know His love is sufficient for me. Take that attitude and make it your personal character. That's what the Bible is saying there. In other words, they can give you pain, but they can't control what you develop within you during that pain. They can't decide your growth or who you will become. I have written this down. Maybe you like it. Don't waste your pain. Handle it with Christ. Don't waste your pain. That was tweet worthy. Don't waste your pain. Handle it with Jesus, our Lord, in your life. Turn it into an opportunity. In John chapter 12, there is a beautiful passage from verse 27 and 28 where the Lord Jesus Christ was faced with the pain of Garden of Gethsemane. And the Lord Jesus said this, "Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, for this purpose I came and I'll go forward." When Jesus looked at pain, he said, "No turning back. We're going forward. A dog's baby will bark. A cat's baby will do meow. A crow's baby will be black. And let God's children have the nature of Christ." When you see pain, go forward. Hey, come on, give the Lord a mighty hand. Man. Hallelujah. We all look good on the outside. Some of you got some cosmetics covering up your flaws. A few years ago, there was one skit from the kids' church in our church. They did a, you know, December they do a program. So in that skit, one small fellow, I think he was 7 years old or something, he looked at one girl, same age, and he said to, "You're flawless." I can't forget that. 6 year, 7 year old fellow, it's a part of the skit. I don't know if he knows what he said. The other day he got baptized. I was telling him. But they came to me saying he's going to get baptized. I was saying, "A flawless one." You know? He's telling to one girl, "She's flawless." Some of us look flawless on the outside. But inside, it looks like we've come out of a guerrilla warfare. Because our emotions are torn, our heart is torn. You know what? When we learn how to handle our pain, we won't just be beautiful on the outside. We'll also be good looking on the inside. There's going to be that healing grace of God. Amen. So I've written this down for myself. Don't just go through the pain, grow through the pain. In the gymnasium, it is written, no? No pain, no gain. Pastor, but when we go through the pain, where is God? God knows how much pain you can handle. God doesn't give pain to anybody. God is a comfort God. The Bible says, at his right hand is pleasures forevermore. God is full of pleasure, not pain. But in an imperfect world, we go through pain. And what God does is, he doesn't stop the pain. He controls the pain. What he does is, he is watching and he will not allow more pain than what you can handle. If you say, "Father, I'm fasting 3 days. Lord, this is 7th standard exam coming. I am your child. I don't want to write exam." God will say, "No, baby, you go through that pain." But there is a greater pain where people don't know their future. That I will take care. I'll take care of your future. God will handle what you cannot handle. God says, "I won't take away your pain, but I'll be with you through the pain. I'll control what you can't handle. I'll make sure it will not come to you. When you go through pain, I will make way of escape for you where you can escape from that pain which you can't bear. I'll make way." I know some of your theological minds are asking questions like, where does it say in the Bible like that? Read 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The word temptation there is pain. The word temptation there, its actual translation is trials or pain. Let's read. "No trial or pain has overtaken you that is not common to man or woman. God is faithful. And he will not let you to be go through trial or pain beyond your ability. But with the trial or pain, he will also provide by the way of escape that you may be able to." Everything I'm preaching is from the Bible. Only thing, I can't keep quoting verses because then time will go. Number one, Lord, if I preach this, they won't like it. See, we all like to feel great that I went through that pain. God is saying, baby, all are going through it. First of all, don't develop arrogance. Be calm. Please don't think you're so special, only you are going through pain. At that moment, it feels like that, but the fact is all go through pain. It's a very humbling feeling, no? Y'all still feeling happy? See, that's the thing I like about this church. The maturity is so beautiful. God is saying, you are not having anything special as pain and problem which others are not having. Whole world is going through this. God is saying, no one is going through pain which is not common. One lady told me a few years ago, Pastor, pray for me, I have hair fall. And she was crying. She said, Pastor, you pray for me. Don't tell anybody. So today I'm doing justice to her. Don't tell anybody. Of course, I won't tell her name. Don't tell anyone, Pastor, you are like my father. No one understands me. Pastor, pray for me. I feel terrible. I have hair loss. I don't know what it is. So I asked her and she said, Pastor, no one goes through this. No one. She kept saying that. No one goes through this. Only for me problem. Only for me. So I asked her, did you meet with the doctor? She said, Pastor, I can't get an appointment. The place is crowded. I said, now in this conversation, there's something I don't understand. You're saying you're the only one going through this. And then you're saying that you're not getting an appointment because so many people have the same problem. Now, which one I'm not able to understand? God is saying, we are all going on the same boat. But if you develop a negative attitude, you won't look for a way of escape, which God provided. You will look for a way of escape, which the devil is providing in the form of wrong activities. But if you follow the prescription of the scripture, you will look for God's provision through the pain. Now, we got to understand this. Sometimes the way we respond to the pain can define our personality. It's very sad. Sometimes as a girl child, you went through abuse. As a young boy, you went through violence and so much of pain. And what happens is as you grow older, there is a tendency that you take that deception, that manipulation, that fraud that you went through, you take that pain and then you suffer because of the way you keep responding to the pain. Pain already happened and finished and gone. But in the mind, you're processing it again and again and reacting to that old pain's memory in your mind. And now what is happening is, when that man or that woman or that opportunity or that work comes to you, even that you're treating in a bad way. They don't understand that you're not treating them in a bad way. They feel you're treating them in a bad way and they turn against you. But actually what is happening is in your mind, you're fighting your pain and you're causing yourself to suffer. And as a part of fighting your own pain, without your knowledge, you're also fighting others. And then you blame God, blame devil. We got to learn how to handle this. Because God wants us to live in victory. Is this message making sense to all of us? One young lady, sometime, must be about a year and a half ago, after COVID, she came to me and she just kept crying. She met me for appointment. She kept crying. So after some time, I told her, sister, you have to talk. I need to know. And first time I'm seeing her. Need to talk. So with great difficulty, she straightened up and she said, did you read today's newspaper? I said, yes. Did you read about... No, not today's newspaper. Do you read newspaper? I said, yes. Did you read about the POSCO case where few elders of the church are arrested and they are behind the bars? They are in the jail because of the POSCO case. I said, yes, I read that. She said, I am the girl. I am the complainant. I said, my God. You know, now why are you crying here? First time I'm seeing you. I actually got a little disturbed. Then she said, no, Pastor, anytime I go to church, now I get scared. I said, okay, feels good. Because I was worried if you're crying because I'm ugly. So she said, no. And then she sort of straightened up and she told me her story, how she is now on therapy, on medicines, how her mind is affected. She's under psychiatric counseling. After many years, she took the step of going to the police, and how she's afraid to even step into a church, stuff like that. Then I spoke to her father on the phone. I prayed with her, explained some things, but I'm telling you, explained from the scripture. She came back to me at least once in a month for a few, or maybe once in 2 months for a few months. The last time I met her, it's a completely different persona. She comes to church, she must be in one of the services. Completely different personality. Happy, joyful, off the medications. And I said, what are you doing now? She said, oh, Pastor, I forgot to tell you. You know, I dropped out of education because I couldn't. My mind got affected. I got back into a college. And really, it's doing well. And I'm doing fantastic. And I looked at her and I said, does that mean that we don't have to keep meeting so often? She said, yes, it means I may not keep coming back. I'll be coming to church, but not to meet you, because God's healing is already upon my life. You know what? You know what? I want to tell you this. You can learn not to suffer anymore because of some pain that someone created. You don't have to suffer. God can heal you from that suffering. Hallelujah. You can learn your lessons and move forward. The Bible is saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, build your ability. God is faithful. Let's shout that together. God is... Let's say that again. God is, I tell you, society you cannot trust. People may ditch you. Your own strength may fail. But there is somebody who is faithful. His name is Jesus. God is faithful. Let's say that again. God is, let's say it again. God is, his faithfulness is stronger than that pain. But let's learn not to process the pain into suffering, but let's process the pain into experiencing his faithfulness. Build your ability and the strength to endure is written in that verse. How do you do that? When you read other portions of the Bible, through a simple exercise which starts with thanksgiving. Ah, this is bad. How do you thank God for pain? Yeah, you thank God for the pain just like you complain about the pain, right? We complain about the pain, also learn to thank God. First, tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you for it. I'm not asking for more. I'm not saying I like it, but I'm saying I believe you know how to turn it into good. I thank you because pain is not in control. You are in control. I thank you, Lord, because pain is not almighty. You are almighty. I thank you because pain is not my family, but you are my heavenly Father. I thank you. Start thanking God no matter what you're going through. Get prophetic in the prayer. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. I want to close with a beautiful portion from the Gospel of John. In John chapter 9, the Lord Jesus was going with his disciples and they see a blind fellow from birth. Immediately, disciples get into what I call theological chatter. Whose sin caused that? His sin or parents' sin? They are now into deep theology. And the Lord Jesus says something very interesting. The Lord says, fellows, you know, this is Adam's nature. Where to blame? Whom to blame? Adam blamed Eve. Eve looked around, no one to blame. Snake. Snake looked around, didn't know whom to blame. Of course, he deserved to be blamed. This blame game is not only in politics. It's not only in office. It's not only in family. Who did this? Elder one says younger one. Younger one says the other one. Blame game is a life's style. But God says to the disciples, don't get into blame game. Don't worry about whom to blame. Look at what it can produce. The pain in that man, what can it produce? Look at that. Jesus said to the disciples, this man's blindness is not about whom to blame. It's about how it will become a platform for God's glory. Learn your lessons through your pain, but make it a platform for his name to be glorified. Hallelujah. Amen. And then Jesus said this. Let's read that verse 9, verse 4. We must work the works of him who sent me and be busy. Let's say that again. Be. There are only one or two verses in the Bible that talks about you can be busy. This is one rare one. Otherwise, it talks about taking rest. So don't miss the scripture. And it specifically emphasizes how you can be busy with his business. You want to be busy with God's business. In other words, do God's work. God's work, God compares as business, which means to be prompt, to be profitable. What is business? Doing your service with promptness in a profitable way. Do God's work in a profitable way, in a prompt way. Not with lethargy, today I have to pray. That's not business. That's tradition. Don't take God's work as tradition. Take it as business. See, it's written there. Read again. We must work the works of him who sent me and be busy with his business while it is daylight. Night is coming when? What the Lord Jesus is saying is this. Light. Psalm 119, I think it's verse 105. Thy word, O God, is a light to my feet and a lamp to my path. Right? God's word is light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. John chapter 1. Jesus is the word of God. So God, Jesus is saying, without the light of God's word, you don't know how to handle pain. Without the light of God's word, you can't treat pain correctly. But when you have God's word in your life, you can look at a pain and turn it into a time of miracle. And then Jesus bent down, spit on the ground, took mud, mixed it, made clay, and stuck it on that blind man's eyes and said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went and washed. Brand new vision came. Brand new eyes. Actually, that fellow, his eye sockets were empty. He didn't have eyes. Jesus, who created Adam and Eve from the mud, had now created brand new eyes from the mud. No? So when he washed the mud away, brand new eyes was there. I have a question. Jesus, you are a miracle working God, Lord. Why you want him to go and wash his face, Lord? Create off one brand new one without all this tamasha. Jesus says if he wants a healing, he should also learn to participate in his healing. You know, when you and I want to walk in deliverance, God says, listen, I'll do my part, but you learn to do your part. You must be willing to receive what I'm giving you, and the action that you're willing to receive must be in obedience to what I say. That was clapworthy, but you lost the timing. See, the point is, God wants us to walk in his miracles, but it has to be by his light coming on our life. Life without Christ and his word is darkness where pain has no meaning. But pain can become an opportunity for God's glory. Don't look at your life in parts. It won't make sense. Look at it in totality. It'll make sense. Let's close our eyes and say, Father, I heard your word today. Whatever pain I have faced in my past, if ever it comes back to my mind, help me not to turn it into suffering, but to process it into perseverance, into character, into hope, into trusting in your love. Help me, Lord, to realize that I'm not so bad that I'm going through something others have not gone through, but that each one has to take their own cross in life. And help me to trust you, God. Help me to depend on you, Lord. Help me to rejoice in you, Father, not to be fearful, not to be upset, but to develop the character of joy. I thank you, Father, for the opportunity to participate in the process of turning my pain into a platform for your glory. Hallelujah. Maybe pain because of loss of a job or loss of testimony, loss of character, maybe loss of discipline. Maybe some of us have gone through intense pain because you lost someone you loved. And it's hurting you beyond words. And it's affecting your thought life and patterns of living. This morning, Jesus is here. He can create new vision. He can create new vision for your life through the pain. While people are trying to figure out why you are going through that problem, you must look at your life with the light of God's word so you can see how it will turn into a platform for God's glory. Hallelujah. Young man, young lady, God has a plan for your life. Accept his will for yourself. and tell him, God, more than trusting anybody, I want to trust you. Through the various pains of my life, I want to believe you. Heavenly Father, I want to cooperate with your destiny for my life so that my life will be for your glory. Running away is not going to solve my problem. I understand that. But I'm going to walk in your will. I don't want sin and its pleasure to become my solution. I want righteousness and the pleasure of righteousness to be the solution. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us who in times of pain have developed temperament problems, short temper, getting angry, losing control, spending unnecessarily time or money, opportunities being wasted, let there be a healing on these things. Heavenly Father, this beautiful morning, we know in our hearts that you've been dealing with us. Thank you that your word doesn't condemn us. Your word corrects us, gives us the grace. You told Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Yes, Lord, we thank you for the all sufficiency of your all permeating grace. Thank you that you are more powerful and you supersede every pain in our life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Help us to walk in the joy and in the character that you build in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening to today's message. I believe that you are blessed. Please connect with us for prayer or counseling. Please do call us or visit our website or visit us. The details are given in the description. We'll be glad to serve you. Do subscribe so you can receive the latest podcast to encourage you in your journey in Christ. Please do share it with your friends too by clicking the share button. We are praying for you. God has great plans for your life. Thanks again for participating, listening. God bless you.